this weekend, when I was having my time with God, I was reading Deuteronomy chapter 12. And what was interesting, it made me think. Now, the title of this is Worshiping God, and I'm not going to get involved in the worship controversy. That was really big a number of years ago. And I bought volume 9 of, I think it was 13 or 14 volumes, written on worship, just to see what they have to say. And I read a lot of books, pro and con and all that other stuff. But to me, God makes it kind of clear in the scripture. And that's what I want to read for you this morning that grabbed my attention when I was reading. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. The Lord your God will destroy the nations where you're going and force them out of your way. You will take possession of their land and live there. After they've been destroyed, be careful you aren't tempted to follow their customs. Don't even ask about their God, saying, how do these people worship their gods? We want to do it like they did. Never worship the Lord your God in the way they worship their gods, because everything they do for their God is disgusting to God. He hates it. So that made me think a lot about this. I just have a few thoughts about worship. So we have a real warning here by God about not copying the way unbelievers worship their God. And we're not to do that anymore. The reason that God is a warning there is because they don't know God. They don't know the true and living God. And they are worshiping God the way that they think they ought to worship God. But in Acts 19, it says, God saved me out of the world, and I am to no longer live like I don't know God. Even though now I know God through salvation, and I belong to God, but I have programmed my life for years, especially me, because, as you know, I wasn't saved till I was 19 years old. I had programmed my life with the philosophy of the world, its values, etc. So as I came into my walk with God, I was bringing all of the baggage that I picked up in the first 19 years of my life, living out in the world and not knowing God. Now, there's a real problem. I was vice president of one of the largest missions of the world, and I've been on board of a number of missions. And one of the problems that missionaries were finding in those days, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised they're finding today, is that as the people come into Christianity, they did have a religion. Missionaries will tell you they've never met people that have no concept of God. They have a concept of God of some sort. Even people that we would call unreached with American ideas or anybody else's ideas about God. But they realize there's something more to life than what they see, whether they're cannibals or whatever. And I have friends that have worked with these people that used to be cannibals. So they aren't anymore because they found the Lord. But what happens is a new believer, and it's a term that is even hard to find in a dictionary, but it's very much important when you're dealing with someone that's just come to Christ, and it's synchronization. Synchronization is bringing practices from my old life in dealing with the spiritual stuff into my new relationship and walk with God. I'm drawing from what I've known and trying to bring it into my walk with God. I remember on a working in one of the reservations here in the United States of America, I was asked a question by a really wonderful Christian lady. She said, "What do you think of tobacco ties?" Well, I had no idea what she's talking about, and I don't try to fake it. I just said, "I don't know what you're talking about." So, well, haven't you been in our houses and seen these yarns hanging in the window with, look, most of them with like old flannel pajamas or something that was cut in little squares, and they put tobacco in there and they hung it in the window, a number of them hanging down. I thought it was potpourri or something to give a nice smell in the kitchen or wherever they had them hanging. And she said, "Those are tobacco ties. They're tobacco that are tied. And we put them up to keep evil spirits out of our house. And we also bury them outside in the dirt around the house to protect us." Well, a believer should not use the practices of the heathen for protection. Because, beloved, a tobacco tie will not keep spirits out of your house. The Holy Spirit will, but not tobacco ties. But this is happening all. I found it in Africa. I found it in Nigeria. I found it in Ghana, in the 10 countries on the West Africa. In those countries, a lot of synchronization was going on. But you don't have to travel to a foreign country. There's a danger that we will do the very same thing in our approaching God, in our worship of God. Now, you know, in my personal worship and corporate worship, when I'm worshiping with others in a public way, I'm not to draw from my old worldly life. Because if I do, it says, remember, God warns against that, and he says, "I hate it." And so I would encourage you to do what I did. I wanted to go back and study scripture from the standpoint of worship, looking at when people worship God. What did they do? How did they lift up a high and holy God? Does my worship focus on me and how it makes me feel? Or is it focusing on God? Because worship is to be towards him. God wants his people to worship him. So you do a study. I can't tell you what's right and wrong for you or what, you know, what I do, maybe you wouldn't like it. And what you do, maybe it doesn't fit me. I will never sit in judgment on a church that worships differently than I think they ought to do it. Why? I'm not responsible for that. The pastor's responsible for that church. And he's going to answer to God for what goes on. And so I'm not pastoring anymore. But if I was, I would re-examine how are we bringing the congregation up to God. When I went to Bible school, it seemed like 100 years ago, we had a music professor that taught all the freshmen. We had about 400 freshmen in that class. And he would say it almost every week. He said this: "When you set up your worship service, don't try to bring God down to man, but to bring man up to God. Pray and ask God, Lord, how do you want me to worship you?" Bless you as you seek God's word on this whole issue of worship.